So trust in that, man. That's the best. If you're going to invest in a stock, dude, that's the right stock to invest in. Trust in the one who made you. Trust in the creator, the source of all life. That is a winning. You cannot lose with that mindset. Welcome back to Be Fit with Brian Pruitt. I'm your host, and man, we are all about being fit physically, mentally, and spiritually on this podcast. So if you haven't heard that already, now you know. So my goal is to keep you fit, get you fit, and to just power through, man. Life is such a gift. Every single day above ground, every single day that we have breath in our lungs is an opportunity. And I've always felt that way. I've always been like super grateful. I think like living in a state of gratitude is beyond powerful. And so I'm highly aware of just like what a gift it is to be alive. So whatever you're going through, if you're on the mountaintop or if you're in the valley, understand it could be a lot worse. Somebody out there has it better. Somebody out there has it worse off than you. Some people are struggling to find food or shelter or, love. They have no love in their life. I mean, there's many ways it can be worse than what you're going through right now. So get that perspective. I say that lovingly, and then understand if you're on the mountaintop, man, enjoy it. Every second, every minute of the day, you should be enjoying it, because ultimately what we believe is life is happening for us. And so it's not happening to us. This is not just by accident. You are not just going through trials and tough situations and even good things. You're not going through those things for no reason. You're going through those things and those trials and the fire to be refined and be cleansed and to drop the extra weight off that you don't need. And that's the goal. So, man, I'm stoked you're here. I'm in my new podcast studio. At the studio, got the lights. I need to get the video up, but new podcast mics and recordings. So I'm really stoked. Gonna have more guests on this podcast. Gonna talk a lot about just everything fitness, everything faith, everything, you name it. Maybe some goofy podcasts, but this is the fifth episode of the Wisdom series. And yes, I open up the word. I pull out a proverb that speaks to me and hopefully to you, and I apply it to your fitness, to your business, and to your life in general. Because I believe, man, if we can be spiritually fit, it makes everything better. Just like in the same way, when you become more physically fit, more physically capable, you're able to have more confidence, more energy. You can give to people. You can give so much more to people when you're feeling good. Are you kidding me? Like, that's everything. And so it's not about the abs. It's not about the aesthetics. Those are all amazing benefits, but that is not the end goal. Those things are fleeting. So with that being said, you guys ready to jump into the proverb of this great morning with my coffee here? As the sun is coming up, it feels great to have my own space and record this podcast with you guys. So we're basically having coffee and hanging out this morning. Proverbs 3:5-6, a beloved passage, a really popular verse. Most people, even if you don't believe in God, you've heard this verse. You don't read the Bible, you've heard this verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Man, this is such a powerful verse to me, because it speaks to, like, if you jump to the last part of that proverb, it's, who doesn't want straight paths? I do, right? You do. You don't want to be lost. You don't want to feel like you're running in circles. You want to have straight paths. So how do we get that? That's the whole question. So, man, you can put your trust in a lot of things, right? You can put your trust in man and the stock market. You can put your trust in your boss, your spouse. Ooh. Wow. But how many of us know, man, you put your trust in anything less than God, you're going to be let down. And I think the expectation is everything. So as long as you expect that to happen, then you're going to be fine. You're going to be able to bounce back and power through life. But if you expect that, the stock market or your 401k, the business or the company you work for, you're trusting in that to give you answers that they cannot just inherently give you, then we just have to be ready to be surprised, I guess, you know? And that I can speak on that so much in my life, just putting my trust in anything and everything but God, you know, and that's really, it's not made my path straight. So I want you to learn from me. Put your trust in the Lord, right? Put all your heart, trust in the Lord. Don't lean to your own understanding. Don't lean on your own. And that's a picture. I was reading about this verse. And number one, trusting in the Lord, it's almost like this picture of a servant waiting for the master's command. And he's almost like helpless or face down, like he's prone, and he's just ready to obey, you know, and he is just yielding himself, surrendering himself to his master or his general. And it's like, man, the God of the universe, the loving and most powerful being known that we can't even fathom, he's our commanding officer. He's going to give us the commands. He's going to give us the direction. He's going to make our path straight. Nobody else. You should be surrendering to nobody and nothing else than that, than God. And then the way he kind of goes with all your heart, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. It's like trusting in God in a way that, look, if he fails, if God fails, then we're toast, right? That's the type of trust we should have in God. It's all on God. You know, we are following him. We are getting our commands from him, our direction from him. And if he fails us, man, we're toast. So to trust this, I love this quote from this commentator, last name Trapp. He just says, like, to trust God is to be unbottom of thyself and every creature. So to lean upon God, that if he fails, you sink. It's an amazing picture. So if God fails us, man, we're toast. That's my point. So the other idea is to trust in him with all your heart. How many of us have been half in, half out in life? This is a fitness podcast, right? How many times have we gone through a nutrition meal plan or a fitness training regimen program? You know, my BeFit online all-encompassing program. I have guys who absolutely crush, who transform their identities and their mindsets, and they're thriving. But I do have guys that maybe are half in, half out. And so my goal there would be to take these guys from take that specific guy from a place where he cannot level up to then get him ready and help him become the man who's ready to level up. So sometimes Rome, you know, Rome isn't built in 4 months. Rome isn't built in 6 months. Sometimes Rome isn't built in a year, But it's like, hey, are we working to get to a point where we can start building that city? Because you are meant for greatness. You have greatness within you. You have this insane and powerful potential that I think can only be realized when you are constantly pursuing excellence, right? It's that Japanese word kaizen or kaizen, the continual pursuit of greatness. That's when you can recognize your potential. And if we're not getting 1% better every single day, every single week, we're just not on the right path. Does that make sense? And I preach that. I talk about 1% better every single day almost. I mean, it's not every day, but that's the message, because half of the battle is showing up. That's actually 90% of the battle is showing up. And then 50% of the battle is just getting, and I'm not sure how I got to those numbers, by the way, 90% and 50%, and it's 162% you know, mindset. I don't know. The point is you just got to show up, man. You got to show up and you got to get 1% better. And that's what it's about. And it's not about comparing yourself to other people and what part of the path they're on. It's like, dude, run your own race. Stay in your lane. Because your lane is, man, it's powerful. You can't, when you're living in someone else's lane or you're focused on that lane, it's taken away from your progress on your path. So eyes, like head down, eyes up, focused on the mission. So trusting in the Lord with all your heart, man, not half in, half out. You are fully bought in. And I know that from my own experience. When I'm like, hey, Jesus said, you know, when they asked him how to pray, he said, man, he said in the midst of that prayer, in the middle of that prayer, like, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? And then he goes into give us our daily bread. But it's like, that is a powerful mindset. When you are at a point where you say, man, your will be done. I mean, I want this, this, and this to happen, but God, your will be done because I trust you. I trust you with my entire being because I know you have my best interest at heart. You made me, after all, right? How silly it is to think that we can trust our own intuition all the time without relying on God. So I love the idea of the trust, and I'll kind of wrap up the first part here. Is the trust is like an unwavering, childlike confidence in the Father's well-proved wisdom, faithfulness, and love. Man, the Father, he's got all his love and wisdom and faithfulness that he wants to show you. So trust in that, man. That's the best. If you're going to invest in a stock, dude, that's the right stock to invest in. Trust in the one who made you. Trust in the creator, the source of all life. That is a winning. You cannot lose with that mindset. You cannot lose, and you're going to be undefeated with that mindset. Okay, so burn the ships. In other words, burn the ships with God. Okay, and then to put it into your fitness and in terms of your relationship and your business, dude, half in, half out does not work. It does not work. I've been there, and it's like you're just going to be frustrated. But it's like if you want to make a change, you have to just say, you know what? We're going to freaking burn these ships. We're not going to burn the ships. We want to keep the ships, but we want to burn the ropes. What is that quote? I feel like an idiot. They did burn the ships. Yeah. What am I saying? Okay. I'm back, guys. Sorry. I have this coffee and the sound is super great. So you probably heard that, but the point is they burned the ships. They were like, there's no going back. We're not turning away. We're not going to be giving up on the mission. If God's put a mission and a passion in your heart, if you have this ideal to get into shape so you can become more to your kids and your spouse and your grandkids one day, you have a duty to burn those ships of your past life. It is much easier to party and much easier to eat whatever you want and much easier to only do what comes easy and is natural in the moment. But that's not the life you and I are meant to live, man. We are meant to live for more than average. We're meant to live above the line. We're made for more. So we're not gonna settle for less. Burn the ships with God and burn the ships with your life in general. Man, if you have that girl, you have that significant other, and you're kind of half in, half out, you're like, well, you know, I like her, but she's not like perfect, you know. She doesn't give me everything I'm looking for. Man, burn the ships, dude. It's not about you, right? It's not about me. I used to think marriage was primarily, I think most guys do, about me and my needs. You know, me and the fulfillment of Brian's needs. But if you've been married for any amount of time, past the honeymoon phase, you know marriage is not about you. Marriage is a gift that it keeps giving in more ways than one, okay? But it's also very revealing of who you are at your core, and it's going to help you become more and get better because you see yourself as, hey, maybe I'm not the center of the universe, and maybe I don't have everything perfectly together. Maybe the way I see things and perceive things, maybe that's not the right way. Maybe there's a better way, and that goes back to this verse. Lean not on your own understanding, okay? Relying on your own wisdom, me relying on my own wisdom is like leaning on a broken crutch. Me leaning on a broken crutch because, man, my wisdom is sometimes lacking. Dude, I look back on my life when I was like 14, right? 20, 24. I'm 29 now, but dude, when I was 26, I had no idea. You know, it's like we just think we have it all together and we know everything there is to know, but then we have a few years under our belt and we're like, wow, I'm an idiot. I used to think that, and now I know it's completely wrong. So have that same approach with your life, with your spiritual walk, man. Don't lean on your own understanding. This guy says, self-sufficiency and self-dependence have been the ruin of mankind ever since the fall. The grand sin, the grand fall of the human race is their continual endeavor to live independently from God. If you want to do your own thing and be independent, that's all good, man. More power to you. But for me in my house, as Joshua would say, we're going to live dependent on God because he is our sustainer. He is our creator. He is the source of life itself. To do it any other way would be a loss. So in all your ways, I'm going to wrap up here. In all your ways, this is an invitation to invite God into our everyday life and conduct, our practical, mundane decisions, washing the dishes, taking the dog out, doing yard work, you name it, man, the mundane decisions, inviting him in those moments. And then, man, this is powerful, to practice the presence of God in the regular and sometimes mundane things that happen every day. That's fire. That's fire. I think if I could grade myself, which I don't think is healthy with a spiritual walk, if I could grade myself on my spiritual maturity, it's how often I am talking with God in prayer, depending on him, and also and honestly, coming to him and inviting him into my everyday moments. Not just when I need him, when I'm giving a speech, or if I have a game and I'm nervous about an outcome and I'm like, hey, or someone's sick, I need God to come through. Those are all good things. He wants to hear from you in those moments. But he also wants to hear from you when you're walking the dog, when you're enjoying a sunset, when you're with your significant other maybe and you're just enjoying time, right? Those are the moments that are powerful and small ways to just practice the presence of God. So boom, you want to know God's will for your life? Decide to put your trust in him. Burn the ships. Be all in. Decide not to trust in your own understanding apart from him, right? If you're just talking about your own wisdom, the world's wisdom, and you're relying on that, man, it's a losing recipe. It's a losing game plan. Give attention and priority to God's revealed word, okay? You want to know God's will for your life, man, be in the word. And then decide to acknowledge and honor God in all that you do. If you're doing those, man, you are you're on point, okay? Your path will be straight. So trust him and trust the plan he's got for your life, man. Anything else will be less than. It'll let you down, okay? So, man, that is my proverb of the day. That's the wisdom episode. Went a little bit long, so I appreciate you hanging. But as always, guys, if you like this podcast, share it, message me, share it with a friend. I think most importantly is I want to grow this podcast and grow the reach of it. So if this spoke to you, if this inspired you, if this is helping you become more fit in more ways than one, man, do something, take action, and see what happens. It is way better to give than to receive. So I hope by giving you some value, you're able to give more value to others. Fair enough? All right, guys, I love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, trust the plan. Trust God's plan for your life and stay spiritually fit, stay physically fit, and just stay fit in general, okay? Love y'all, guys. See you guys next time.